Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
You know, there is an attribute that many Christians have lost since our roots in Pentecost with the coming of the Holy Spirit, and that attribute is boldness. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28:1, the righteous are as bold as a lion. Now, in a recent survey, it stated, sharing one's faith, evangelizing, is a core practice among Christians. It's viewed as a mandate from Jesus himself before he departed the earth, commanding his disciples to spread the gospel. Yet today, a number of factors are curbing many Christians' enthusiasm for faith sharing, including the decline of religion in America, a spreading apathy toward spiritual matters, and a growing culture suspicion of the people of faith. Now, the survey went on to say almost half of millennials, 47%, agree at least somewhat that it is wrong to share one's personal beliefs with someone of a different faith in hopes that they will one day share the same faith. Sharing the gospel, folks, is Christ's command, and it's not for our opinions. Amen?
Amen.
See, the Holy Spirit came to promote salvation for the entire world, that all would have eternal life and that they would receive God's gift of heaven. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So not sharing the gospel is not an option for us, all right? Because the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now look, folks, without Holy Spirit boldness, you cannot fulfill your divine potential or prophetic purpose in life. In fact, success in life requires courage and strong faith. Jesus said in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him who believes. Now, there are many things that you are going to have to operate in strong faith to accomplish in your life. Now, you may not have all of the resources for something that God wants you to do. And some of you may have been turned down for loans 5 times. The Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you, try again. You may have been rejected for that scholarship. You need to apply again. You know, you may have received a bad report about your physical body. Pray for a miracle in faith and don't stop praying, because it will happen in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, God wants us to be bold in faith, and miracles will then begin to take place. God does not want you to be afraid or have doubts about your future. God wants us to cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. Come on, lift a hand and say with me, I will not be afraid of my future. I cast all my cares upon God. Because he cares for me, and he will take care of everything. If you really believe that, give God a hand of praise right now. That's right. Listen, God said to Joshua after Moses died, he said, be bold and take the children of Israel into the promised land. You find this in Joshua 1:9. He said, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. That means be bold, actually. Do not be afraid or discouraged. And God is saying this to us today. Whatever you're going through, be strong, be courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. And this is what the Lord said to Joshua, and he's saying it to you. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Boldness releases the power of the Holy Spirit, and it releases it through you for miracles to be performed. Joshua defeated all of his enemies. You know, the supernatural happened over and over again for Joshua when he began to act under the boldness of God. And let me give you an example. The Bible tells us in Joshua 10:12, The day God gave the Amorites to Israel, Joshua spoke to God with all Israel listening, and he said, "Stop, sun, over Gibeon. Halt, moon, over Ajalon Valley." And the Bible says, and the sun stopped, and the moon stood still. And it happened until he defeated all of his enemies. Listen, regardless of your circumstances, God wants to let you know you are not powerless. No, the Holy Spirit is present to deliver you. Listen to what the Bible says in Zechariah 4 and 6. You say, why are you giving us all these scriptures? So you know it's not me. I'm telling you what the Bible says. You know what the Bible says? Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
What I am telling you is straight from the mouth of God. It will not change from person to person. It will not change from generation to generation. No, all of these things are from the living God. And here in Zechariah 4 and 6, he says, you will not succeed by your own strength or power, but by my spirit, says the all-powerful God. And then he says, who are you, big mountain in front of Zerubbabel? You will become a flat plain. It does not matter what you're facing in life. God will remove the mountains in your life and give you total victory. If you believe that, give God some praise today. Amen and amen. You know, it's time for the church to be reintroduced to the person and the power of the Holy Spirit, because he's the one who brings power and boldness to our Christian walk. After the resurrection, the disciples wanted to tell the world that Jesus was God. But Jesus said, don't leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift that he's promised. I told you before, John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And verse 8 of Acts 1 says, you will receive power or dunamis when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. Now, that power meant miracle working power. God wants you to have miracle working power. God wants you to walk in the supernatural. I'm going to say it again. God wants you to possess miracle working power and walk in the supernatural. Now, when his disciples received the Holy Spirit, that's exactly what happened. They began to walk in the supernatural. Miracles began to happen when they stepped out in the boldness of the Holy Spirit. Well, one day, two of the disciples, they were on their way to pray, and they saw this man who was lame from birth, and they took him by the hand and say, Jesus makes you whole. And the man stood up and he was totally healed in the name of Jesus. But the religious leaders who crucified Jesus, they were very angry at them. So they got them in front of them, and the members of the religious council were amazed because they saw the boldness of Peter and John. The Bible goes on to say they were just ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures, but they also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. So they arrested them, but then they let them go. But when they let them go, they said, you must stop sharing this gospel about Jesus Christ. Well, the disciples immediately joined the church for a group prayer meeting, and they began to pray. And you know what they prayed for? They prayed for boldness. They prayed for the boldness of the Holy Spirit so that they could continue to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, listen, the devil is sending fear into the world today. The devil is sending into the world intimidation so that we are too afraid to speak the name of Jesus Christ, to stand up for our rights, to live the way God intended for us to live. Listen, you need to point out and tell the devil no. Come on, let's do it. Devil, no.
Devil, no.
Come on, repeat after me. Devil, no.
Devil, no.
In the name of Jesus,
name of
God
Jesus.
Hasn't given me
hasn't
a spirit of fear,
spirit of fear.
or of intimidation. He's given me faith, love, and a sound mind. Come on, say it again. He's given me faith, power, love, and a sound mind. And I will not, I will not, I will not be intimidated by you. Now, if you believe that, give God a hand of praise. You know, we just broke something. I said we just broke something in the realm of the spirit. Folks, listen, the spirit of fear is real. And many times we don't even realize we're dealing with it. Oh, I can tell you, we're dealing with it right now. We're dealing with it, and we have to got to speak back to it and tell it to get lost. You can't have my emotions. You can't have my mind. You can't have my life. You can't have my family. No, you will not in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, the disciples prayed. Listen to their prayer. This is found in Acts chapter 4 and 29. They said, O Lord, hear their threats and give us your servants great boldness to preach your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miracles, signs, and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And after this prayer, the Bible says, the place where they were meeting actually shook. The ground shook. The building shook. And they were all filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And they began to preach God's word with boldness. We need to have prayer meetings like that again today. Amen. I said, we need to have prayer meetings like that again today. Amen. Where we are all empowered once again with the boldness of the Holy Spirit. So some people may say, well, did God answer their prayer? Listen to this. The Bible says the apostles began performing many more miraculous signs and wonders among the people. And all of the believers were meeting regularly at the temple. More and more people began to believe, and they were brought to the Lord. Crowds of men and women, sick people were brought out into the streets on beds and mats. Listen, so that Peter's shadow might fall across some and they be healed. The shadow of a believer in Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, healing the sick. God is a powerful God. It says, crowds came from the villages around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and their possessed by evil spirits. Listen, and they were all healed. Would to God that we return to that day where all healed. God is healing most, but we're praying that God will heal all. Amen?
Amen.
Now, if the disciples had remained silent, like the religious leaders told them, the government officials, they were really the government officials of that time. If they told them, look, you got to be quiet. You can't talk about Jesus. Look, none of this would have taken place. They would have not been able to fulfill their destiny. And that is why you have to share the gospel with Holy Spirit boldness and power. Look, this is your time prophetically in history.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Folks, listen, if you don't warn people of the truth of the gospel, they will never escape. And this is the reason why Jesus says, their blood will be on our hands. Now listen to what the scripture says to back up what I'm saying in 2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan, who is the god of this world, listen, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the gospel. The Bible tells us that those who reject God live in spiritual darkness, owned and operated by Satan. They are blinded to spiritual truth, and they reject it as well. Jesus spoke about the kingdom of darkness often through the Bible while he was here. Now, the message of the gospel is the only thing that can deliver people from the kingdom of darkness. In Matthew chapter 4:16, it says how Jesus' coming was the only thing that could save these people. It says the people who were dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and on those who are dwelling in the region of death, on them light has dawned. And it says, from that time Jesus began to preach, repent, he said, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. Jesus came to deliver people from Satan's kingdom of darkness. And Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. He came and died for the world. He preached the gospel to the world. Our lives are to be given, folks, preaching the gospel, sharing with the world that God is sending his son Jesus Christ one more time. And this is going to be a time of judgment. This is going to be a time where we are all going to have to make a decision whether we know Jesus or not. And when I say one more time, look, I'm talking about the fact that Jesus said, I am coming again. And he is coming again. Now, I want you to listen to these scriptures in John 12:46. Jesus said, I have come as a light unto the world, that whoever believes in me shall not abide in darkness. And he said, he who rejects me and does not receive my words has not been judged by me, but will be judged that final day. Do you know what the Bible says? Christians will not be totally taken by surprise when Jesus returns, because we are people of the light. We are not asleep like the world. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:1, brothers and sisters, we need not write to you about the times and the seasons. You know very well that the day of the Lord comes again, and it will be a surprise like a thief in the night. But you, brothers and sisters, are not living in darkness. And so that day will not surprise you as a thief. You are all people who belong to the light, and you are living in the light of the day. You do not belong to the night of this darkness. I'm going to say it again, folks. Look, we have got to share the gospel, because these people are blinded by Satan. You know, you say, man, they're a hard case. Listen, this is spiritual warfare. Really, Satan has people trapped. He has them blinded. He has them addicted and bound. And it's only the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ that can bring deliverance to people. And one of the most important events in human history is about to take place. I'm talking about the rapture of the church. How many people have you told about the rapture of the church? In 1 Thessalonians 4:16, it says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and we shall always be with the Lord. God expects us to share about the rapture with people. Listen, folks, look, it's not enough just to say you need to accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. You need to tell them the whole truth. If you don't receive the Lord, there are eternal consequences. The first you will see is you will be left behind, because the rapture is coming soon. You will have to face the tribulation. And folks, the rapture and the tribulation period are the next events on God's prophetic calendar. See, the Bible says that the tribulation is a seven-year period when God will judge the world for the rejection of Jesus Christ. It also says that the church, those who accept him, will avoid this time. In fact, it says in Revelation 3 and 10, since you have kept my commandment to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is coming upon the entire earth to judge those who live on the earth. You see, the church, those who accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and are walking in obedience to God, will be caught up to meet Jesus in the air during the rapture. They will avoid this tribulation that I'm talking about. You know, those left behind are going to experience the worst horrors that the earth has ever unleashed. This is what Jesus said. He said in Matthew 24 and 21, for there will be great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. Why am I sharing all this today? Because the Holy Spirit told me to tell you. God wants you to have the boldness of the Holy Spirit in your life. Look, you, all of us, we have to fight off these attacks of Satan. We really are in spiritual warfare every day. But guys, we can't go around and not think anything is happening. We can't go tiptoeing through the tulips like the old song said. We have to understand that we must be warriors for God. The Bible says that we are God's soldiers and that we are not to get entangled in the things of this world, so caught up with everything that's happening down here that we're distracted by our real purpose, which is to love God, serve God, and to tell as many people as we can that they need to save their eternal future because Jesus Christ is coming soon. How many of you have Holy Spirit boldness in your life? Because that's how the Holy Spirit challenged me, even with this message. Do we possess Holy Spirit boldness? Remember, Jesus told his disciples, no, you can't go out and talk about me until you wait until you are endowed with the power of the Holy Spirit. And then after that, as they operate in the boldness of the Spirit, signs, wonders, and miracles convince the people, oh, Jesus must be Lord. Folks, listen, listen. In the time in which we live, we need more. I'm just being honest. We really do need more. There's over 260 different types of religions. I mean, major religions in the world. And under that, there are some, I don't know how many more. What makes Christianity different than these religions? It's more than your testimony. No, it's the testimony of Jesus Christ and the miracles he performed. He said while he was here that the people did not even believe unless they saw miracles. You think that changed? We can't just read it out of a book. A lot of people are saying, well, that's an old book. The same God, the same Holy Spirit exists today. The same Jesus Christ is seated on the right hand of the Father, and we are his body on earth. The same miracles, signs, and wonders should be happening through our lives. And that is why you must possess Holy Spirit boldness. And you must ask God to use you to speak to every person you know before it's eternally too late.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the ministry of the Holy Spirit today, please consider going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and leave a donation of any size. It will be much appreciated and used to expand our radio ministry. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Holy Spirit Boldness. Do you have it? Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to pray with you. You know, one of the most important things we have to remember as Christians is we need to seek God with all of our heart. The Bible says, as a deer pants after the water brook, so my heart and my soul pants after you. My soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God. Father, I just pray for the people now that you would give us a hunger and thirst to know you in a better way. Father, just for the fact that these precious listeners are listening, Lord, to your word, every day, We just pray that you will strengthen them, that you would put a real desire in their heart to go deeper in their love relationship with you, that they would fulfill the divine destiny that you've placed upon their lives. I pray for a blessing upon them today. Whatever they need, meet that need in their lives. And devil, your power is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.